Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and here we are. It's April the 10th, 2013. The sun's still shining. Now I'm having another program. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere, where we border on the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to know but absolutely have to. Boy, there's a lot we need to know, but we don't. And I don't know if we're ever going to, because the powers that be, they walk in secret dark places. And we just will never know how dark darkness is. Praise God, we'll never know. Only God knows that. I'm going to have a theme today. A theme, so to speak. And because the program's Here, There, and Everywhere, it means I can go anywhere, there, here, or anywhere else. And if you want to talk to me about it, you can call my guest call in line. The number is 347-945-5170. If you want to talk to me, sweet talk to me, or even argue with me. That's okay. I'm ready. I put on the full armor of God and the helmet of salvation. I've rightly divided the word of God. I've learned precept upon precept. Here, there, and everywhere, a little bit of the word of God, rightly discerning. Rightly discerning what our liberty is. Liberty is the theme today. Do you have liberty? God gives liberty to those. Greater is he who is in us than is who is in the world. The liberty that God gives us, he gives us a spirit of discernment. Father God, give all the family of God a spiritual liberty and a heart and mind for discernment. Corinthians 1. Lean not, he says, on your own understanding. He says, don't lean on what you believe, but conform to the mirror image of me, because I am the truth, the light, and the way. No one comes to the Father but through me. You want to have the spirit of prophecy. You want to have the spirit of discernment, but you want to walk in the flesh and not by the spirit. But there's only no condemnation for those who walk not by the flesh, but by the spirit only. So, we don't even want to go there. What else? Do you have boldness? Have you been set free? What kind of boldness do you have to go out and confirm your liberty in God? You know, he's given you a protection. He's built a supernatural knowledge in your heart. He's given you the knowledge that no weapon formed against you will come to anything. What does that mean? Molly G. Wally. I have what going on here? Anyway, I have a Skype call coming in. I'm going to try to ignore it. Well, maybe not. Who do I have calling into my Skype? This is the department, Oregon Department of Revenue. Oh, my gosh, family. Can you believe that I've got the Oregon Department of Revenue calling me on my Skype? Wow. That is amazing. Wow. Okay. Digressing here for a moment. Thought that might be one of my listeners that wanted to talk to me about liberty. Okay. People. No weapon formed against you. Have you invited Lord Jesus Christ into your heart? In Jesus' name, may everyone that's listening have the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ in his name. You can become part of the army. You can become part of the army that casts out all of those demons and demonics that want to come back upon this earth in the fig tree generation, which we are in. The fig tree generation. We have to have boldness to confirm the word of God. We have to have boldness to have the power of the word of God in our heart and the liberty that it gives us. We want to have the discernment of prophecy. We're approaching the time that was spoken of by the prophets. What events will signal your return and the end of the world, they asked. Don't let anyone fool you. Many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. When you hear of wars beginning, this doesn't signal my return. But it does signal that the end is not yet. All this is just a signal for my return. We are getting the signals. How deeply have you studied, I wonder? Do you know that we're coming up here within the next few years in some very important dates? Prophetic dates, the years of Jubilee and the feasts. Son of dust, prophesy. Son of dust, I will give you a new heart. I will give you new and right desires and put a new spirit within you. I will take out your stony heart of sin and give you a new heart of joy. And I will put a spirit within you so that you will obey all of my laws and do whatever I command. The power of the Lord is upon those who walk. And then he said, Son of dust, can these bones become a people again? For the Lord God says, I'm going to make you live and breathe again. He told me that these bones represent all of the people of Israel. And I will put my spirit in them, and you shall return and live again in your home, in your own land. And you will know that I, the Lord, have done just what I promised you. And then he said again, take a stick and carve on it these words. This stick represents Judah and her tribes. Then take another stick and carve these words on it. This stick represents all of the other tribes of Israel. And now hold them together in your hand as one stick. Tell the people that these are one stick so they can see what you're doing. The Lord says, I will take all of the tribes of Israel and join them and make them one stick. And the Lord said, I'm going to gather all of the people from Israel, from the nations, and bring them from homes from around the world to their own land. and David, my Messiah, shall be their king, their only shepherd. And they shall obey my laws and all of my wishes. And my servant David, their Messiah, shall be their prince forever. And I will make a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting pact. And I will bless them and multiply them. And I'm going to put them in my temple, and I will dwell among them forever. In the Shekinah glory, he's going to dwell with us in the temple forever. I will make my temple among them. Then the nations shall know that I, the Lord, have set Israel apart for all blessings. Set apart in the final days, in the fig tree generation, seeking the liberty that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ and only him. The defining moment is here. The long time awaited. This will happen in the distant future, he said, in the latter days of this history. Ezekiel 38:15. You will come from all over the north with your vast host of cavalry and cover the land like a cloud. This will happen in the distant future in the latter days of history. I'll bring you against my land, and my holiness will be vindicated in your terrible destruction before their eyes. So all the nations will know that I'm God. The Lord God says, you are the one I spoke of long ago to the prophets of Israel, saying that after many years had passed, I would bring you against my people. But when you come to destroy the land of Israel, my fury will rise, and in my judgment, I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. Are we ready for the fight that we're about to face here in this generation? I will summon every great terror against you, says the Lord God. And you will fight against yourselves in mortal combat. Family members against family members. Remember those who come to witness against you, your own family members, even your own brothers, your own family have returned against you. They have plotted against you. They've plotted to call for a mob to lynch you. Don't trust them, no matter how pleasantly they speak to you. Are we not to believe what the scripture says? Are we not to believe that? I think that we need to be prepared for everything that comes upon the earth today. Every single thing that comes has been prophesied. Everything that comes has been said in the scripture. If you've rightly divided the word of God, absolutely you've known this to be true. There are going to be wars, rumors of wars, great disease, torrential floods, great hailstones, fire and brimstone even. Why? Because the Lord Father, Creator God, wants to show his greatness. And all of those will hear what he's done. He said that we need to stand against Gog. He stands against Gog. He's going to turn those people against the mountains of Israel and all the people. I will destroy 85% of your army in the mountains. I will knock your weapons from your hands and leave you helpless. I will give to you vultures and wild animals. Well, is this what we have to look forward to? Once again, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of dust, tell your people, when I bring an army against the country and the people of that land, choose a watchman. And when he sees the army coming and he blows the alarm to warn them, then anyone who hears the alarm and refuses to heed it, well, if he dies, it's his own fault." How many have heard the word of Jesus Christ and have known that he was standing there knocking at their hearts and ready to be invited in? Because it's only when you've turned from other gods in humbleness, that you've repented of your sin, that you've asked God to forgive you, and that you truly seek him in your heart, that you've written his word on the tablet of your mind, the doorpost of your heart, and the work of your hands, does he know that you're a watchman? Have you convinced him in this final hour? Is he convinced? Have you listened and learned and spoken to the wisdom of the ages about your heart and the condition of it? That he would be able to impart to you a disciple of Christ, a spirit of liberty, a boldness to confirm God, a boldness that he can build a protection around you and build in you a heart that would be a part of a supernatural army able to defend against Ephesians 6:12. Demonics and demons, where you can lead and stand in your neighborhood, in your neighbors, communities, counties, and states, and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, no weapon formed against me can prosper. And in his name, in his name, in his blood, in the witness therein, in the liberty that I have, in his name, I'm protected." And just as those angels stepped before Lot and said, "These family members are protected in the name of Jesus Christ," and led them out while they all stood dumbfounded in blindness. This is a mirror image, because everything that was, is, and will be. Because Yahushua never changes. I am the same today, tomorrow, and forever. And I give these things and these words to you as an example, as an ensample to you, to learn, to discern, and be able to see those things that will follow. If I did not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, what do you think will happen? The demons weren't even in power then, shy a few, like the Legion. And when he was approached, he said, Have you come to cast us out before our time into hell? Don't cast us into hell. They didn't want to go into hell before their time. They didn't even want to go there. He begged to be cast into those swine. And then those swine chose to die. They went for the big swim. And I can tell you this, family, if you would have been in that community during that time, and there were a handful of people, family, on the planet at that time, that devastated that community economically. Those people were not happy about that. Word went about everywhere. And if you think other people that didn't have swine is in their possession didn't worry about the same thing happening, let me tell you, they did. And those people were repelled. They were feared. They didn't. Those folks in that area didn't want those disciples anywhere around them or Jesus Christ because, wow, what had happened? Anyway, sorry to digress. Liberty, family, liberty. The liberty is proclaimed in the year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25:10. Yes, it is. And let's see. I'm going to go, if I can find it real quick, to Jeremiah 34:10. The princes and all the people had obeyed the king's command and had freed their slaves, but the action was only temporary. We are slaves to this system. We are slaves. In this world age, in this second world age, we are slaves to this age and this planet and this carbon body. And unless you pick the Lord God of Israel and lose your slave position, you must choose to be freed. You must choose to receive the liberty. You must choose in this age, or you will be made a slave again. And not only that, you will lose your life. You won't be released from the power of death. You will have the second death. You'll become an exile because you refused the terms of the contract. I will cut you apart. I will cut you just as you cut apart my people when you walked on the earth. I will butcher you. Whether you're princes or court officers or priests, because you spoke an oath against me. I wanted to free you, but now you're dead, and your bodies will lie in the ground to the vultures and wild animals. Come out of Babylon. Depart while you have a chance. For yet there is but a little while before the armies will come back again. And they will fight against us. And it is their desire to capture the city and burn it. And see it completely destroyed. Without any living soul. Claim the liberty in the living soul. Be part an inhabitant and living in the living temple of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, and the Father. Boldly speak about the Jubilee and the acceptable year of the Lord that's about to happen. And all the laws concerning it. Why do we want to teach all of the laws? Doesn't the word say, doesn't it say, and haven't you read that my people die for lack of knowledge? We can't have the lack of knowledge. Because we are the final generation, we are the fig tree generation, and the Lord will be standing beside the wall that we build with a plumb line. And he will be checking it to see if it was straight. He will test his people with a plumb line. He's not going to tolerate altars and temples made to other gods. He wants your heart, your mind, and your soul to turn to him. He is the shepherd and the herdsman of men. And he is returning for you. Are you part of the good fruit or the bad fruit? Though he digs down to Sheol, he will reach down and pull them up. Though they climb into the heavens, I will bring them down. Though they hide among the rocks at the top of the Carmel, I will search them out and capture them. Though they hide at the bottom of the ocean, I will send a sea serpent after them to bite and destroy them. No one will escape. In those days, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in the daytime. I will turn your parties into times of mourning, and your songs of joy will be turned to cries of despair, and I will wear funeral clothes and shaved heads as signs of sorrow. I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread and water, but hearing the words of the Word of God. Men will wander everywhere from sea to sea, seeking the word of God, searching, running here and there, going here and there, but they won't find it. Grasp on to the liberty in the word of the Lord, Father God, so that we will have the heavens revealed to us, that we will have liberty, that we will have a contrite heart and free of spot or blemish in the proclaimed year of the Lord, year of the Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord. Until then, we will conform. We will be honorable watchmen up on the wall builders with a righteous plumb line, doctrines of truth, from the Holy Scriptures, that we can be armed, that we can lead others, we can confer the Word of God to them, as it says in Colossians 1:3. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you all. Father God, thank you for all your creation. Thank you for the family you've given me. Listening in archive, you rock. See you in a couple days, family. God bless you. Take care. care, and may God's will be upon you.